Hi, you're listening to Mortine rambling on and on and on and on and on about books. So I've got some from the archives and actually a little bit of payoff for the loyal readers, listeners, whatever. Previously, a couple episodes ago, I reviewed the Callahan Chronicles, which is the first three books in the Callahan's Bar series by Spider Robinson. So this morning, as a quickie, I'm going to review the next three in the series. The Callahan Touch, Callahan's Legacy, and Callahan's Key, all by Spider Robinson. And you need to understand that these came after the great success of the first three. So that may tell you a little something about how my review is going to go. Synopsis. Jake Stonebender, his wife Zoe, and daughter Erin save the world. Three books, three world savings. I don't usually review multiple books in one review, but I really had to for these, because I also couldn't find anything good to say about the last two, and the three books are a good example of what not to do in sequels to a successful trilogy. Opinion, the good. The Callahan Touch is a cute work, starting with a novella and then expanding into a novel. It's more coherent than the Callahan Chronicles, but not nearly as fresh. The bad. Callahan's Legacy, the next in the series and the last for Mary's Place. Here, Jake's new love, Zoe, is 9.5 months pregnant. The whole novel takes place in about a day's time, which is pretty speedy for a Callahan novel. We get to learn how Doc Webster, Long Drink, McGonagall, and Fast Eddie all ended up at Callahan's. I worry, though, because already I can see problems with the presence of the baby in the storyline. Baby is 2 minutes old and already playing on the computer? I don't think so. The birth of a baby is a telltale sign of a storyline that really needs to be closed down, and in fact Mary's gets closed down at the end of this novel, about 2 weeks after it opened. I wonder if Spider isn't getting a little tired of the Callahan crew, perhaps? Maybe closing down all the bars is a bit of a hint, folks. Let the poor man work on something fresh. And the ugly. Callahan's Key. Spider. Hang up your hat, buddy. The Callahan series needs to end like 3 books ago. This was easily the worst book I've read this year, and I had one that I actually wanted to give up on entirely. It has everything bad in science fiction and fantasy, in-jokes that make no sense, puns that don't either, only 2 characters that actually interest the author enough to give them more than a couple of paragraphs screen time, and one is Nikola Tesla, and the other is the author-offspring insertion Mary Sue Aaron, a super-genius infant, an infant with the intelligence of the Internet. Yeah. As a friend of mine remarked, nobody wants to read about their neighbor's super-smart, perfect-in-every-way prodigy. Oh, and that's not even touching the plot, which essentially revolved around doing things they planned perfectly, laboriously coming to conclusions the reader had 5 pages ago, and generally never having even 1 second of conflict or resolution worthy of the name. I recommend the first 3 Callahan's books completely, but stop there, please, so you're not as disappointed as I am. Grade, C- for the Callahan Touch, D for Callahan's Legacy, F for Callahan's Key. I can't even bring myself to read the next one in the series, even though I already bought it. That's my quickie little review for all. I hope you have a terrific day and enjoy the summer.